This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If the police bulldoze your building during a hostage standoff, will the city pick up the pieces? This case got started when Jimmy was stopped by Spartanburg, South Carolina police for having an expired license plate and decided to make a run for it. He ended up in a convenience store where he took a female employee hostage. The police cut off the store's power and used pepper spray and tear gas, all to no avail. The police finally decided to create another entrance by driving a bulldozer into the corner of the concrete block building. After Jimmy began shooting, they decided to create yet a third entrance through which a police sharpshooter managed to shoot Jimmy in the shoulder. At the end of the 13-hour ordeal, Jimmy was in custody, the hostage emerged unharmed, and everybody was happy except the owner of the convenience store, which was in shambles. He sued for compensation, claiming an involuntary taking of his property. But the court ruled the city never actually took the property, and its actions were justified by the police power. For the convenience store, an inconvenient truth. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.